escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Dylan behind the glass as always. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment. We got to talk about Cam Hayward, but I'm not sure if you two have noticed one of my superpowers over the last 4 months.
Wow.
My memory combined with my note-taking can be very dangerous, right?
Wow.
And
that's a take. Yeah, a superpower.
Is this brag on you moment?
Yeah,
no,
wow.
Like, I'm bringing it up because I have to show this example of what I have predicted and kept notes of. A couple weeks ago for Fair Foul, which is also coming up in this segment, I did put in there, Fair Foul, Dave Archer will take 3 shots or more.
Yes.
At Bo.
I do remember this.
The next time he's on the show.
This.
Do you know how many he took during that call?
At least 2.
3.
I was going to say.
3.
He jumped right in and called you middle seat.
Yep. I didn't know what to ask him or something. And then he said, he didn't think I could stand up to the pressure of doing pregame.
There you go. Well, you filed away those.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Who's got the memory now, Allie?
Yeah. Yeah. How's my, how you like me now?
I'm glad you can remember something from 5 minutes ago. That's wonderful. But I was right in that farewell.
Y'all both have 10 times better memory than I do.
Well,
so I'm not even.
I was just about to say, I think the discussion is who has the better memory between Allie or Bo.
Well, yeah. No, I'm sorry, but you should kind of remember your own predictions. That way, when you're right, you can, you know, do what Allie's doing and, like, definitely patting herself on the back, bragging about herself.
I mean,
because no one else on the show does that at all.
Even then, you won't give her credit for it because every time I get something right. It's just
you have to do something to deserve credit. Allie predicted this. Why don't you predict something right?
I think you're great, Allie, just by the way.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't think you followed any of that, Dylan, because this isn't about Allie at all. This is Mike making it about himself.
They're fighting through me. This is like when you have conversations through a dog. This is the same thing.
It's kind of like, Allie, will you tell Mike that I will only give him credit when he does something good enough to deserve credit? And then Mike's like, Allie, maybe Bo gives you credit because he doesn't like to give me any. He's a little less direct than I am.
All right, we'll move on. Let's talk about
some football. Sulking?
Let's go in the huddle.
He always turns his anger on me when Arch comes at him. You know what I mean? I'm just I'm just the pincushion.
What did I do?
I just, you know what I mean? But I'm good. I'll roll with it. Go ahead.
I didn't go at you at all. You brought yourself into this.
You said, are you done sulking?
Yeah.
Because you go, At least we'll give you credit.
Right, we got a lot to talk about.
We do have a lot to talk about. The Steelers, Cam Hayward, he wants a new contract. Right now he's got 2 years remaining on his current contract. He did not dress for yesterday's practice, wouldn't do interviews. What do you predict? Will he get this contract?
I don't know because he's 36.
Yeah, dude, like what are you looking for here?
I think what he's looking for is guaranteed money. And what they could probably do is sign him to a... an extension of some sort that kind of guarantees him money this season and next. And I had to re-look at his contract, but
it says here that he's due 14.75 this year, but 13.45 of that has already been earned as a roster bonus that will be paid out over the course of the season.
So he's looking for guaranteed money next year. He's looking for, basically he's saying, I want to play a year or more. I need some guarantees on that next year in case something happens this year. So he's looking for, so they probably need to sign him to like a, if he's got 2 years left, I mean, they could sign him to a 2 year extension with only 1 year guarantee, you know, like some guaranteed money next year. He wants guarantee, but he's still playing it.
But he was an all pro last year. I was going to say he's still playing at a very high level.
He basically wants guaranteed money next year. That's what he wants.
If you're coming off an all pro season, I guess it is what it is.
Would you take him right now?
100%.
Exactly. So that's what he's saying. He's basically saying, look, doesn't matter how old I am. There are teams right now that would take me and give me more money. You do it.
Touche.
The Chargers have lost Rashawn Slater for the season. He has a ruptured patella tendon, ended up leaving yesterday's practice on a cart.
I don't often feel sorry for other NFL teams outside of the Atlanta Falcons, but you can't help but feel for the Chargers after paying this man his money and giving him the bag, and you didn't even get him for a freaking week before he goes down.
Non-contact. And did you see the video?
No,
so
I haven't.
He's getting back in his pass stance, and it looks like maybe there's some up top, defensive lineman put his hand, but he just collapses.
It sounds a lot like the Sam Baker injury when we were playing the Texans in 2014, where he has the same injury. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. That stinks, man.
Unfortunate. I hate it for everybody, but I'm also happy that he got paid before this.
I agree with that, for sure.
And that's why Cam Hayward wants a little more guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy we've been talking about pretty much all week, Micah Parsons, was not at practice with the Cowboys yesterday. Apparently, he has back tightness.
It's a power play.
Yeah.
It's a power play.
Back issues. You know what?
It's like just so you know, Jerry, I hold all the cards.
I might have to go tell Rick Caffey that, I want a little more money. I might have some throat issues tonight. I'm just kidding.
Some tonsil issues?
Yeah. I have some throat issues. I am kidding. I will be there. I would not be there. Say,
Rick Caffey definitely holds the cards in that one.
You know what Rick would say, or Mike would say, Mike, I just say, be like, oh, well, you don't need your voice to produce, so you can just do that tonight then.
They would both call you Wally Pip on the way out of the door, and they would say, all right, bring Lou in.
Drink some tea with honey. That's what they would say.
Put a little whiskey in there.
There you go.
And the Texan C.J. Gardner-Johnson injured his leg. The ACL, though, is intact.
Good for him. And anytime that you see the news, the news always comes out immediately. He's like, being carted off, lower injury. And you're like, oh. But then when news comes out like this later, as we talked about Garrett Nussmeier earlier, it's like, okay, good. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
I'm glad he's okay. It is C.J. Gardner-Johnson, though. You think he was talking trash as he's being carted off? Because that's what he
definitely
does.
Definitely was. Just wait till I get back out here. Get somebody.
It's on now. It's on now.
Speaking of it being on, it's Fair or Foul Friday, Dylan.
Let's get right into it. It is Fair or Foul. Rhymes with Vowel Friday.
Falcon Friday.
All right, Fair or Foul. Winning the first preseason game matters. Mike, you start this.
The easy answer is absolutely not. And I don't think the preseason record matters at all. But I will say, I hope that the Falcons' depth does not come out and look as bad as the Lions did last week in the Hall of Fame game. So they get absolutely plastered. Now all of a sudden you're asking questions about how good your backup quarterback is. The Falcons won't see their backup quarterback. But I think they have to have success. If you come out and you get zero sacks tonight after we've talked about the edges we've drafted and everybody else, then I'm going to have some level of concern. But winning, nah, does nothing for me.
Yeah, everything you said's right. However, the fan base does care about preseason wins because I've had this debate seemingly since the day I stepped on foot and in this business, and they do care about wins. It just makes them feel all warm and fuzzy.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think 1-3 in the preseason in the Super Bowl year, and then maybe 3-1 the following year when they won a ton of games as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I know for a while there we hadn't won a preseason game in three seasons.
It was wild.
Or four seasons. So it's for some reason it makes the fans feel warm and fuzzy. And you know what? Our fan base is due a little bit of warm and fuzzy.
I agree.
Fair.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For Foul, it's the weekly edition of this. We will see the first Falcons win before Dylan fixes his car.
1,000%.
Well, it's not foul.
Yeah, it's 1,000% fair. We're still on the road to recovery down there with the front bumper. That duct tape's holding on for dear life.
You know, it's funny. He parks in a certain spot I can always see from the elevator. Yesterday, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was a little bit
and
removed.
So I like peered around.
I did the same exact
and
thing.
I was just looking. All I was looking for was tape.
I did the same exact thing. Yeah. I was like, man, where's his car? And then I could just see the edge of his bumper, and I was like, oh, that bumper's hanging off. Okay, that's it.
Just parked a little bit further.
A little bit further away, like three spots down. Yeah, exactly right. I did the same thing.
He's going to start hiding from us. Fair or foul, the Braves will reset in the offseason and get back on track in 2026.
Fair. I think they have a really good core. I've said this all along. I like what the main core is. You got to get some guys healthy, and you have reset the luxury tax, so maybe you can go sign some depth in the bullpen and maybe an extra starting pitcher, and we do need a shortstop.
Yeah, and look, I know that Grant's going to come on in just a little bit, so I don't want to anger him before our debut as a postgame show tonight, so I won't go that route. But I think I have more questions than most, but that's just kind of how I am in my Braves fandom, man. I want to see it. I want to see – Michael Harris has started to slow down a little bit after being on a tear for about a week. Marcelo Zuna's starting to step up, but he won't be here in 2026, so we'll see.
Maybe.
Are they going to be World Series contenders next year? I think it's the question for a lot of fans, and I don't know if that's the answer just yet.
Fair or foul, when the Titans come in for joint practice next week, James Pierce will find himself involved in another dust-up.
2,000%. Fights during crossover practices like that are just part of the deal. Everybody remembers watching Hard Knocks, the Harry Douglas fight down. I think that was with the Texans. Every single year when I was with the Falcons, we had at least one crossover, if not two, during the preseason crossover practices, and they always ended in a fight. Matter of fact, pretty sure one of our coaches almost got in a fight one of the last years I was here. I can't remember who that was. It was the defensive line coach.
Who was the DB?
Don't let me bother you over there.
Who was the DB that ran his mouth that joint practice from the Titans years ago? What was his name? But he came in.
We had Vontaze Burfict here one year. I mean, it was just, there's always somebody.
I thought it was interesting when Jesse Bates mentioned Vontaze Burfict as a guy that he.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Because
I immediately started shaking my head. I was like, no.
Allie, they're polar opposites. Vontaze Burfict is like angry, plays dirty.
It didn't even make sense how angry he was. Like, he went out of his way to be mad. You were like, what happened? Like, I don't even know what you're mad about.
And I say plays dirty because he was a little bit of a headhunter.
He was dirty.
All that. And Jesse Bates is like the ultimate, I study, I does talk trash, I've heard, but he's a, you know, he's very lead by example type player. So when he mentioned Burfict, I was like, the hell did you learn from him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Montez Perfect making his hay in streaming nowadays, playing a lot of Madden.
But, yeah, I think this it's no doubt that Pierce will get into some kind of thing. Because, what you know, it's just, that's the edge he brings. I just want to know if Rook will be on the field to run in for no reason at all. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm coming.
With a smile on his face.
Rook's great. He's great.
There's going to be a lot of headlines coming out of those practices next week. But coming up next, we have the wake-up call on the way, 404-726-0929. What do you want to see out of this preseason game tonight? And also, we want you to shout out your high school teams. It is Friday Night Lights. Everyone's getting back on the field. So shout them out, 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.